recently you had some famous clients, right? And that's what sort of led to your problems with the government and national security letters, right?
I don't think it was any one particular client. I think what the situation was is that most of the major email service providers here in the U.S. have been cooperating with the federal government for some time. I think I finally got large enough and had enough people of interest using my service that effectively the government wanted to close that gap in their surveillance network.
So you don't think it had anything to do with Edward Snowden?
I don't think... I don't know. I'll go with that.
Was Edward Snowden a client of yours?
From what I understand, he was. I'm just reading in the media.
Right, but you wouldn't even know that.
Well, if I did, I wouldn't be able to confirm it.
Okay. And are you not able to confirm it because you can't tell or because you have a legal prescription on talking?
Kind of a combination of both. I don't collect personal information on my users when they register. All I have is a username on the system. The only time I even get a name is when they use a credit card to upgrade their service plan. So if I were to find out who a particular user was through some other method, I probably wouldn't be able to comment on how I came across that information.